This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, and police. And I just want to say to all the brothers of the badge, whether or not you are a police officer, a deputy sheriff, FBI, whatever you are, EMS, EMT, firefighter, thank you for what you do for America. Things have been a little rough across the country with some of the loss of life from members of our own, and we really, really appreciate what you do. Now, to the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, for keeping us free and safe, thanks very much for what you do. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you do, how you do, why you're doing it, we want to thank you for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back on Parler when they start up. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can always go over there and find out some very good things that are going on with the program and whatnot, and check out and see all the different things that we have to offer. Okay, from founderscode.com, and that would be founderscode.com, Denise Simon, good morning again.
Morning.
And you are ready to go out and just set up the tennis courts on fire because it's going to be so cold. You're going to be running around like a bullet out of a gun, right?
It's
yeah, it's supposed to be. When, I don't know what time you start playing, but it's supposed to be 40 degrees right
nine.
Now. Nine? Okay. Well, 7 o'clock, it's supposed to be 40. Who knows what it'll be at 9. Okay. Let's start out talking about this vote that happened in the House. It looks like the relief package is going to get passed. Congress and President Biden are wrangling. They were wrangling over the legislation that would send Americans another round of stimulus checks. Obviously, the Democrats are looking at $1,400 plus the $600. That's their $2,000. The Republicans wanted $1,000. And the majority of the voters that were polled, 59%, said a new round of stimulus checks is definitely needed to help the country recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. So this resolution in the House passed 220 to 210 last night, so they are definitely moving it along. Now I guess it goes to the Senate.
Yeah, and it's going to get changed up in the Senate, so it's going to kind of go back and forth. This is not anything that's imminent here, I would say, in the next week or so.
Okay, because I know Joe Biden is looking to sign it on Friday. That came out on Monday. He said, well, we'll have this wrapped up by Friday. I guess we'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about little old AOC. There was a story that just totally came apart. Her story was she had...
She had two of them.
Yeah, well, the first one that I'm going to get to is the one where, well, I had a near-death experience. I was almost killed in my office. People were trying to get in, and I'd hide in the bathroom and this, that, and the other. So you take it from there.
Well, the first thing she did was accuse Senator Cruz of almost having her murdered.
Yep.
That was her first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was that she was the victim of sexual assault,
mm-hmm.
which apparently was happening in her office. Well, it's kind of like, well, which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out it was neither.
Mm-hmm.
None of those.
Right.
Now, if you look at a map, if you will, of the Capitol building and respective offices, first of all, if you're facing the Capitol, on the left side is the Senate side. On the right side is the House side. And the Capitol building itself is got a perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
One side is Constitution Avenue, and the other side is Independence Avenue. Street and Independence Avenue are the House buildings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Rayburn House, the Longworth House, and the Cannon House. Well, she's in the Cannon House, okay? So it's across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where she was at this point. I'm not trusting where she said she was anymore.
Well, I know what I got. So, I know what I got, and she was in a fellow congresswoman's office. Let me see. Her name was Katie Porter, who was in the Longworth building, which was not where she said she was to begin with.
Oh, well, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question then becomes, is she going to be censored for lying to people and making accusations? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course not.
Mm-hmm. Lying is a normal behavior in Washington, D.C.
Yes, it is.
Especially by the Democrats.
Yep.
I go back to the joint session of Congress years and years ago to Congressman Wilson. Thank you.
Yeah, South Carolina. You. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. When he said, when Obama was speaking, you lie about giving illegal health care.
Yep.
Imagine what he thinks right about now.
Yeah. And he wound up being the, I don't know if he was the president.
Not only censored.
Yeah.
But Pelosi wanted him to go on a national tour to all 50 states and apologize.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, and we'll see how that worked out. By the way, I believe Joe Wilson became the figurehead or the title head of the Heritage Foundation for a while after that, after he got out of Congress. Anyway, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and you've heard me talk about them before, the United States Concealed Carry Association. I happen to be a life member of the association. And what do 400,000-plus responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense situation where you have to defend yourself by whatever means possible. Because you call them, you get a lawyer right away, and you will find out what that could mean. Because when you do something to defend yourself and someone else gets injured or worse, the first person they're going to look at isn't the person that attacked you or whatever. It's going to be you. And that's the way it just happens to work out. So now you'll know that you'll have someone right there at the other end of a telephone line 24/7. All you got to do to find out more about the USCCA is go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the logo link that's right there for the USCCA and find out why I am a life member. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, in the grand scheme of things here, we've got the situation. Oh, by the way, there's breaking news here about the Super Bowl. This is weird, and I hope it doesn't affect the game. Listen to this one. The Chiefs barber tested positive amidst the middle of a bunch of haircuts being given to the team for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
Yep, I saw that yesterday.
I hope that doesn't mean anything bad. I sure hope. Anyway, all right, well, the Biden White House is going to restart the permitting for those major offshore wind projects. Remember the big windmills they were going to have over there by Cape Cod, and the people were all upset about, well, it's going to block the view, it's going to this. Well, they're coming back.
Yep, how about that?
You got any spot up there on your mountaintop for a windmill?
No.
But you're up there where all the wind is.
I'm up there where there is wind, but I'm not up there.
We can have the Denise Simon wind farm.
They're just going full bore here with with all things climate change, and you know they're taking money wherever they can take it. It's just bad. It's just, I don't know how else to put it. It's just bad.
Yeah.
So, I really don't even know what to say about it anymore.
Well, let's see if I can get you to say something about this, because the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday have changed course again, and they now say that the teachers do not need to receive COVID-19 vaccines before the schools can safely reopen.
Between the CDC and between all other officials, they have removed every single barrier that the teachers' unions are using to return to the classroom, and they're still refusing to return to the classroom. So, there was a time that air traffic controllers got fired. I don't know how many people are old enough to remember all that one.
Ronald Reagan.
Under Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I think it's about time that these teachers' unions, they get sued. And I actually had a conversation with a lawyer about that very thing earlier this week about, suing the teachers union, whether it's a public or private union, because of the consequences of what is happening to students. The other thing is anybody really discussing the cost of it is to the taxpayer. The taxpayers pay the salaries while these teachers are all sitting around doing like nothing.
That's right.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be looking at giving refunds on their property taxes that pay for education.
Well, that's a good idea.
Somebody needs to put forth, or don't necessarily give them a refund, but tell them that that money can be used to pay to have their respective students put into, private school someplace.
Governor Newsom has got
his four kids in private school.
Yeah, well, Governor Newsom is in big trouble because we heard from Kyle Warren tonight that according to him and what's in the papers in California, there are about 200,000 signatures shy of the 1.5 million that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen.
I mean, this all sounds good, and I'm happy for all of this, but I will put some warning out there. Just because they get the signatures doesn't mean that he's impeached or removed or recalled.
Nope.
Because this is only good on a ballot measure.
Yep. Now, let's talk for a second about the Chinese, who have basically told the United States and the new Secretary of State to butt out, to stay the heck out of the business of what's going on there in Taiwan. And Hong Kong. Okay, that's right. Yeah. After the Secretary of State was told by China that you need to butt out, and he had said that the U.S. needs to do something to offer the a haven to the pro-democracy protesters that are in Hong Kong. Now, I think Great Britain said something along the same lines, and I think China gave him about the same answer. Is that right?
Well, what's happening is, Europe has been offering to the Hong Kong dissidents, if you will, safe haven. In other words, if you're under prosecution because you're trying to fight for freedom in Hong Kong, we will grant you asylum in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, that's not something that has come up on the radar of of the Biden administration, when, in fact, I don't think that this should necessarily happen, but I would say that it's a dangerous situation here, because it's almost the same kind of argument that we're getting from people that are seeking asylum here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say if I told you that Joe Biden's popularity, his job approval rating had just gone down below 50%, and at the same time in Barack Obama's tenure and Donald Trump's too, Barack Obama was at 69%, Donald Trump was at 65%, and Joe is now at 49%. Is that a sign of things to come?
Well, I don't know who ran that poll. I saw that number too, but I'm, you know me, I don't like polls at all. I don't have a lot of faith in polls, but nonetheless, you know, he has clearly broken some promises here. And I saw where his chief of staff, Ron McLean, has put out a couple of tweets going, promises made, promises kept. Well, you know, he's being very selective about which ones he's putting out there. I guess that has something to do with all things popularity.
And then you've got Jen Psaki going out there and insulting the Space Force people. And I haven't heard a lot about the Space Force, what they've had to say, but I did hear Joe Biden kind of mumble something through his mask that he supported the Space Force and this, that, and the other. And I'm not really sure what it was that she was.
Well, first of all, you know, she doesn't have a clue, because she said she didn't even know who the point of contact was,
right,
for Space Force. But they're clearly invited to come over to the White House. And
right.
So the commander of the Space Force said, oh, gee, well, thanks. We'd love to come over and talk to you.
Yeah.
Then you have somebody like Juan Williams, who comes out and says, that, you know, they're treating this new branch of the military like it is, like we're at a war in space.
Well, we are.
I hate to start. Yeah, I hate
are.
To tell you this,
uh-huh.
Mr. Juan Williams, but it is a battlefield.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these guys have paid no attention to what's been going on out there for years and years and years, but what can I tell you that you don't already know?
Precisely.
How about our governor? How about Ron DeSantis? Now, there is a tremendous feel-good story to finish with. Our state is going to take the lead on big tech and are going to go after and do something about it. God bless Ron DeSantis.
Exactly right.
Yep. All right, well, here comes the music, so you have yourself a nice day, and I hope it's 85 degrees before you have to hit the tennis court.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll see you later. All right, Denise Simon, she says she'll be out on the tennis court at 9 o'clock, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and she does play competitive tennis, founderscode.com. Don't go nowhere, we're coming right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans have voted to keep Representative Liz Cheney in her leadership position following her vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. During a closed-door meeting Wednesday, 145 out of 206 members voted to keep the Wyoming Congresswoman in her spot as the number 3 Republican in the House. A number of party members had called for Cheney to be removed from leadership after her vote, along with 9 other Republicans, 3 weeks ago to impeach Trump. Prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing 2 people last year during unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. Rittenhouse is facing multiple charges, including intentional homicide, in the shooting deaths of 2 men during a protest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their 2 locations to serve you. I suggest that you call them up and take the tour. We'll give you their phone number when we come back. But NAA.edu gets you to the website. Here's more about them right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for those of you that are regular listeners to the show, you've heard Bo and I tell you this over and over again, and it's true, that you need to call them up and ask to take a tour at one of their 2 locations. Now, they have a location in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right down here across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. So, what you do is you give them a call. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, again, Concord, Mass. or Clearwater, Florida, take your pick. The website is NAA.edu. Now,
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered hundreds of Pentagon advisory board members to resign this month as part of a broad review of the panels, essentially purging several dozen who were appointed at the last minute under the Trump administration. That's no surprise. That's no surprise. Every administration tries to do that, get the other people's, get the other administration's people out so they can put their people in there because they want their own people doing their thing when they're doing what they're doing. But something that's really moved along quickly is after what happened on January the 6th and with the arrests of a number of either current or former military service members who were found to have participated in the siege of the U.S. Capitol, about 150 of them, roughly. Well, General Austin, who's now the Secretary of Defense, has decided that he has to do something to address the, what he's calling, his words, not mine, white extremism and other extremism in the ranks of the military. And they are definitely going to have a stand down sometime in the next 60 days where they are going to go through and do training of all the units, trying to rid the units of the racism and extremists that they believe are in some of these units. Now, the Pentagon has yet to define exactly how it's going to deal with the extremism or offer data estimating how many service members hold white nationalist ideology. They're doing some of this by social media. And it's also not been disclosed how many troops have been disciplined for extremism. Now, while former Admiral John Kirby, who is the press secretary at the Pentagon, said, "We don't know how we're going to be able to get after this in a meaningful, productive, tangible way." And that's why General Austin had this meeting today, and that's why he certainly ordered this stand down. So it was unclear whether or not the announcement was meant to foreshadow any near-term concrete actions by President Joe Biden's Pentagon, or whether or not the stand down was more of a symbolic move meant to demonstrate Austin's acknowledgement of the problem and continued resolve. At any rate, the Pentagon did not define whether stand-downs pausing regular activity across the U.S. military might last a few minutes, a few hours, or even a couple of days. It all depends on what the commanders would do during that time to express their opposition to extremism. Now, we'll have to see where this goes. Because, again, this has to do with however many people it was that were ex-military and even active duty that showed up on the doorstep of the U.S. Capitol and participated in what happened on January the 6th. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll wait and see what happens before I render an opinion. By the way, the German foreign minister says the Afghanistan troop withdrawal should be tied with the peace talk progress. We'll see where that goes to. Oh, and by the way, the USS Nimitz carrier strike group is now moving into the U.S. Indo-Pacific region after 270 days in the central command area of responsibility. So the Nimitz will be getting a new patrol area, which means they'll be over in the South China Sea somewhere or close to it. By the way, despite rising violence across Afghanistan amidst a fraught peace process and a potential U.S. military drawdown, there's a fresh silver lining to the ongoing war in the country, and knock on wood, I hope I'm not going to ruin it. Insider attacks against U.S. forces have all but evaporated in recent months. They've all but just totally disappeared. Now, at the request of the White House, the top U.S. military officer, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, tried but was unable to connect to Myanmar's military following a coup. So General Milley reached out to the Myanmar military and wasn't able to get anywhere, obviously trying to establish some sort of communications because of what's going on with the political leaders that were basically taken into custody. And they're talking about having the military junta rule everything for a year. That's where they're at right now. And we'll see where that goes. By the way, two senators have introduced legislation to extend the reinstatement period for tens of thousands of military retirees who have lost their health care coverage because they didn't set up their payments for the new enrollment fee. They're trying to get that waived and taken care of right now as we speak. So if that involves you and you're listening to the program, you'll have an opportunity, it looks like, to be able to sign up again. Now, the head of the U.S. Strategic Command is calling for military and federal leaders to reimagine methods of deterring aggressive action from rivals such as China and Russia, saying that there is a real possibility of nuclear war, which is something that we've known for a while and you've heard it mentioned. Russia may also consider returning to an international pact allowing surveillance flights over military facilities if the United States reverses its exit from the Open Skies Treaty. We'll see. We'll see. Because that's still up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen there. Now, something else. The Coast Guard has really been doing a bang-up job lately. Because the Navy and the Coast Guard seized $211 million worth of drugs from Pacific smugglers. Cocaine and marijuana seized from smuggling vessels in the Eastern Pacific has been brought to Port San Diego. And nearly a year after deploying more ships and aircraft to the waters around South and Central America, the Navy and Coast Guard continue to make multi-ton drug busts almost every day. And almost every day, they're firing on suspected drug traffickers from helicopters and their vessels as well on almost an everyday occasion. Because every day they're running into suspected smugglers. And when the smugglers get spotted, especially in those go-fast boats, they take off. And the other day, it was a helicopter that knocked out the 100-mile-an-hour go-fast boat so that the Coast Guard cutter could catch up to it and do what they had to do. All right. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right back with me. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's Donna Fiducia. And of course, she is up there in Carrollton, Georgia, where they are just up the road a tad bit from the big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there, everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Let's not forget about them. And we thank them for their service to America. Now, I will tell you that, right now, this is normally when we have Chris Markowski, and he may be having problems up there, but I do not, hear him calling. So we'll get started here. Now, McKinsey and Company, apparently a pharmaceutical company, they have agreed to pay more than $550 million in an opioid claim settlement. That's significant. We'll see how that works out. And oh, by the way, a new study from Oxford, the AstraZeneca vaccine seems to cut the virus transmission. Now, we'll see what's going on here. And by the way, there's another study out there that talks about the super spreaders. That has been restricted to an age group now. They seem to have it limited to an age group. Anyone from the age of 20 to 49 are COVID-19 super spreaders. I don't know where they came up with that information, but that is a study that's out there right now. Oh, I see where it is. Oxford. Okay, well, that's in England, so Oxford's telling you whatever they're telling you. It is what it is. By the way, San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, filed a suit against one of its own school district seeking the reopening of classrooms. And, gee whiz, it's amazing. They just continue to do whatever they continue to do. It's just utterly amazing. Oh, and Governor Ron DeSantis, we talked about him earlier. I didn't get a chance to say much about him. Florida now, and he's disgusted. He's absolutely disgusted by the big tech censorship that's out there and the political manipulation by the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world. He's opened it up. Florida's going to lead the taking on the big tech cartels. They're going to have something set up such down here in Florida where you will be able to sue them if they take you off one of their websites for whatever ridiculous reason they put in there and you don't agree with it. Well, you have a right to challenge that, as you well know. But if you're not happy with the results, you will be able to sue them, according to a new law that's working its way through that the governor is talking about here. And that is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. By the way, a judge in New York has ordered the release of data on the long-term care bed deaths, the people that died in the nursing homes. He's ordered the release of that data, that information, to try to get to the bottom of what's been going on in New York. Now, everybody is aware of the fact that these patients were sent back under the auspices of the governor to the nursing homes where things they went from bad to worse. And we'll just see how all of this happens to work itself out. Now, in the 22nd District of New York, Republican Claudia Tenney has declared victory in that district, which is upstate New York, with a win, well, not a win yet, but with a lead of 123 votes. It hasn't been declared, she has not been declared the winner yet, but she has declared herself the winner. It's gone on 90-plus days, and she's still in the lead. So she should have that seat and let the people of New York be represented. That's just my opinion. By the way, American Airlines is going to be sending 13,000 furlough warnings as the pandemic path continues. You know, you can kind of tell how the airlines are doing when they take off on the runway, and by the time they don't get very far off the end of the runway, instead of kind of lumbering to get up in the air, you know, the planes that are loaded real heavy, instead of kind of lumbering to get up in the air and pull themselves up and all that sort of stuff, that they're already up at about 1,000 or 1,500 feet in the air before they get to the end of the runway. That's somebody that's got that's an aircraft that's got very few passengers on board and very little air freight, which is a sign of the times. So I'm not surprised to hear that American Airlines is going to be furloughing 13,000 people. Something else, the Biden administration will not release the Trump visitor logs to the White House. Don't know why that is, but they will not do it. So we'll see how that all plays out. Also, there was something that transpired in Canada, which has a bearing on a few people in our area, because I know there are some of these folks right here in the area. But Canada, of all places, designated the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. And that's because there were some Proud Boys who got arrested because of what happened in Washington, D.C. They went inside and they were charged with trespass. I don't know if they were charged with anything else, but as a result, they've been stereotyped for the rest of them, so their group has been blacklisted, and they are no longer welcomed in Canada. Also, it appears that Senator Mitch McConnell and Chuck DeBoer Schumer have reached a Senate power-sharing deal for the next couple of years. We'll see how that plays out. Oh, by the way, Mike Bloomberg's back in the news. He's saying the teachers must suck it up and get back to work in the schools. Okay, Mike, they'll be right there. I don't think he's going to be listening to him, though. By the way, ADP, National Employment, said that 174,000 jobs were added in January, which beat all expectations. Again, when you talk about the economy, Donald Trump left the economy in good shape. Joe Biden is inheriting a good economy. Now, even though they've laid off a bunch of people in the oil and gas industry, which won't show up until next month, this month things look fine. And the hiring by U.S. private employers, which rebounded in January, looks good, and it looked even better if we'd still had the jobs in the oil and gas field. Senator Josh Hawley has sought a preemptive prohibition on the big tech expansion. He doesn't want to see Twitter or Facebook doing anything else and expanding their fortunes, if you will. By the way, Joe Biden said that he's flexible on who gets aid. He's telling the lawmakers to go big when it comes to the PPE money and all that. Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, has summoned regulators to discuss the financial market volatility. And GSK and CureVac are going to be the next developers of the COVID-19 vaccines. We'll see how that works out. One of them is supposed to be a one-time-only shot. And we heard yesterday that if you had been sick with COVID, that you had built up antibodies, and if you had the antibodies in your system that you should have, that you would only need one COVID shot, not two, regardless of what you were doing. So we'll see where that goes. And by the way, try to get a shot. Try to get on the list. See where you're at. We had some extra doses show up down here in Florida, and they were at Publix. And within 1 hour, all the appointments were used up and they were gone within 1 hour. How about that? So you got to be quick. Got to be quick. By the way, coming up next hour, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be with us. We will be playing an Edwards Notebook, too. And don't forget that we will be back with more. And there's a story here about the Catholic Church I'm going to take a look at here during the break. It says, sitting on billions, the U.S. Catholic Diocese amassed taxpayer virus aid. I don't know what that means exactly. Sounds like they got aid and they haven't used it. I guess we'll have to find out. All righty. I'll be right back. Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live to...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.